Thanks, Josh, for doing the screen for us today. Josh's first trial on the screen, and he's doing excellent. Thank you for doing that. The new song that we taught you this morning, Raise a Hallelujah, Gary, help me if I've got it wrong. It was written specifically because a church was going through a really difficult time. There was a young boy that was sick. He was dying. And they wrote this song as they were praying for him. And they were saying, this is what we're going to pray. We're going to raise a hallelujah in the presence of the enemy. We're going to raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. I'm going to sing louder and louder, for my Lord will hear. That's why they wrote the song for this young man. That young man, Lord, heard their prayers and recovered. What a song to sing, because when we say hallelujah, means to praise the Lord. Hallel means to praise, and Yahweh, praise the Lord. And sometimes I think we forget that. When the storms hit, we don't do hallelujah, we do lament. Maybe they teach us a little something with that beautiful song. In the middle of the storm, I can raise a hallelujah and say, I will sing, Lord. I will sing until you hear me. That little piece, that sounds like we're just repeating. Just think of it again. I'm praying, Lord, so I'll sing a little louder. I'm praying, Lord, I'll sing a little louder. I'm praying, Lord, I'll sing a little louder. Hallelujah, in the middle of my storm. So when you go through a storm, sing this song. Raise a hallelujah. In the presence of my Lord. And the enemies, says David in Psalm 23, they have to look on. That was your sermon. Goodbye. Go home. That was just a little ad lib. I couldn't help it because it's such an amazing song. I know Kimberly knows that she was singing with all of that in her. And I know for us it was new this morning. But sometimes when we know what's behind the song, we just sing it even better in our own lives too. So this morning, I want to talk about our own lives and a little bit of practical stuff in our own lives. And the theme is loving care and loving kindness brings balance and perspective. Loving and care towards others and loving and kindness towards others brings balance and perspective into our own lives. To help us understand that, read with me from Galatians chapter 6. So, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, it does not mean if you catch someone out. It means if someone is falling into that spider web and is caught up in sin. Maybe there should have been an up in there. You who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But, and you know what a but does, right? Negates what goes before that. Watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill or obey the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they're something when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, and then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A person reaps what they sow, and whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit, it will reap eternal life. So let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, boy, and that's an interesting word in the Greek. It's the word kairos, and you've heard the word kairos. It means a moment of decision. So at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is you, the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Loving care brings balance and perspective. Let me try and unpack this with you as we go through this wonderful passage in Galatians. Verse 2 is maybe the verse, and it's up there, and it's going to stay up there the whole time. Paul says, carry each other's burdens, and in this you will fulfill or obey the law of Christ. Can we just say what the law of Christ is for a second? To love one another as we love the Lord our God with everything that's in us. That's why at the end he had that little piece about the circumcision and the law, because he's juxtaposing the two. The law of Christ, which is love and care and compassion and taking care, towards the law of Moses, which was do this, don't do this. If you don't do this, this is going to happen. Towards the Christ law that says love the Lord and love one another. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, obey that amazing law of Christ. And as I was thinking of this, and I think I used this example way back when, but it's the best example that I could think of when I was thinking about how do we talk about carrying each other's burdens. I thought back, and Christo, you might have done this as a young boy too, because we didn't have all these wonderful things like hose pipes and stuff in the early days. My dad had a vegetable garden, and I would have to help him with that. So he'd give me a pail. I'd have to fill it with water, carry the pail to my dad, put the water up there, give me the pail, and I have to walk. But now I'm a young boy. This pail is heavy, so I'm carrying it. As I walk, it's hitting my leg, and the water is kind of spilling out. I get there, I only have half a bucket. Sometimes I kind of pour half out because it was too heavy. And then one day, I had this brainwave. I took two buckets, one in each hand. And all of a sudden, my burden wasn't so heavy because there was balance. And I even carried a little more water at a time. And it was so much easier for me to be able to do this. With the one bucket, I was off balance and it was difficult. And all of a sudden with the two buckets, I could do this. And it brought a different perspective into my life, which was hard and I was kind of not happy with my dad. All of a sudden was, yeah, this is not so bad. I can do this. Wow, look at the muscles I'm building. Didn't work well, but in any case. And sometimes I think that's what happens in our lives too. Kind of look at this scale. And then things happen in my life and we call them burdens. And I mean, you can name the burdens. Difficulty, struggle, pain, hurt, all these kinds of things. And what happens is they kind of do this. And all I see is I see this, and it becomes my whole focus. And what happens to my life becomes unbalanced. I don't see the good things that are happening. I don't see the Lord's grace in my life. I see the burden. I see the hurt. I see the pain. I see the struggle. I see all of these dark things, tunnel vision. I always teach the young folks when they come for marriage prep and ask, the Browns, they remember this. I said, when you focus on your loved one and you only focus on the negative things, you get this tunnel vision and all you see is this little thing. And you don't see all these amazing, wonderful gifts that this other person has. You see that one little thing. They don't squish the tube from the bottom. They squish it in the middle. And that's all I see. But I don't see her putting the towel out for me in the bathroom before I go to take my bath. I don't see the cup of tea that stands on my table when I come out. Because I see that tube. And the balance. And the balance goes out. And you know how difficult it is, because the more we see this, the more we add. And it becomes worse and worse and worse. And I try and offload it, but they just jump right back in, because I'll have to go pick them up again, because they don't just go away by themselves. So how do we remedy this out of balance, lost perspective? By crossing a boundary and doing exactly what Paul says in Galatians. So carry each other's burdens. Can I make that practical? And I know there's someone who likes this. It means that instead of focusing on my burdens, maybe I look at my brother and my sister. And I see the burdens that are difficult in their lives. And maybe I step into Chad's life a little bit. And I come alongside Chad and I say, "Bud, I see you carrying hard and difficult stuff in this time. So how about giving me a little bit of that, and I'm going to walk with you. And I'm going to start carrying your burdens with you for a while. Can you see my buckets again?" As I take Chad's bucket, what'll happen to my life? As soon as I start helping to carry my brother, my sister's burdens, God brings new balance and perspective in my life. Because maybe when I look at, and there's nothing wrong with Chad, I just used him as an example. But maybe if I see what Chad's going through, I look at my stuff and I think, "What's this? This is just nothing." But I can be there for my brother and for my sister. You see, we like to unload, but we shouldn't, because you know what will happen? The moment I start helping to carry brother, sister's burden and load, I get a new perspective. The perspective changes from that which overwhelms me and I feel I just can't do that, to being empowered. Wow, look what we can do together. Look how I can serve my sister, my brother, my loved one in this moment. And both of us are blessed. Now you'll see that I didn't specify which people we should help. Because you know it's always easy to say, "Yeah, we'll help my people." And Paul says, you start with the church. Yeah. But he also says in verse 10, all people. Take every opportunity to do good to all people. He doesn't say do good to good people. Just do good to your friends. Just do good to your family. Do good to all people who are walking with their load and they need someone to help them carry their load and lift their burdens. Just listen to verse 7 to 10 in the way that, and it's not on the screen, so don't worry, it's not Josh. I didn't put it on the screen. How Eugene Peterson does this in the Message, he says, "Don't be misled, for no one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, they will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All they'll have to show for this life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God and letting God's Spirit do the growth work in themselves will harvest a crop of real life, eternal life." He says, don't think you can fool God. Because here's the thing. Our life is also a way of sowing and reaping. And whatever you sow out there is what you will reap. And if I just sow me, it's going to go right down there and it's going to be me. But if I learn to sow into the lives of others, if I sow of myself, I will reap of life. that God gives. And where does it start? Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Jesus Christ in loving and in caring. Did he only carry his burden? He took all of our burdens and he put it on his shoulders. Can we make this practical? It's so easy. You can start with this. Send a text. It goes to prayer@cpc.ca. If you don't remember the names on this list, send an email to prayer@cpc.ca, because every Tuesday there's a prayer group that gets together and they pray for these people. They pray for us. They pray for this church. If you want to pray for someone and take their burden and make it yours and start carrying it with them, even though you don't know who Debbie is, even though you don't know who Abigail is, that's okay because God knows. But you know what? In the Spirit, you can pray for them and you can take their hand and lift their burden, and your perspective and your balance will come back in your life. It's as easy as that. It's as easy as what happened this past week. Someone who's going through a difficult time in their own life took time to stop for the students here at the church, bought them some ice cream because it was a really, really hot, miserable week in this place. This is them. And the moment they plow and sow into the other's lives, what happens? Balance and perspective comes back, because someone else will take care of their burdens too, and will walk with them, and will carry their burdens with them. It's as easy as, and forgive me for just using an example that's just close to my own heart. When Elrie had her little baby, it was amazing to see how many of the ladies who were mothers themselves, and some still with young babies, brought her some food that was pre-cooked and ready to serve. So Elrie didn't have to worry in that beginning to make food for herself and for Ash. She could just take care of her little baby, because they know what it means to have this new little thing in your life. You've never had one of those before, and you have to take care of it. And at least you don't have to worry about the food and Ashley coming home and wanting food. And it was a simple little gesture, but it just changed the balance. You know what that did for Elrie's perspective? It's cool to be a mom. It's cool to have a little baby, because someone else just carried her burden for one moment with a simple little dish. What a huge gift. Carry each other's burdens, and it will change your perspective and bring you balance in your life. Just think of a little project that we've been doing for a gazillion years in a place called Lesotho. Kids who have no hope. They're AIDS orphans. They have no mother and father. Taken into this little place and taken care of. And with our gifts, there are teachers that teach them. One of them has finished university. She's busy with her PhD. My goodness. There was a kid that had no future. And because we took a little bit of their burden and we made it ours, she has this amazing bright future and plowing it back, and she's going to carry burdens of those kids in an amazing way. What you reap, you will sow. Reap life because you sow life. Give life, and balance will come back into your life. For loving care brings balance and perspective. So grab your buckets, grab your pails, get out there. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer.